Well, let's think of Chazara. When we already went through the five Klalim, the idea of Baruch HaKotum, Vesachas, Oidu Biyodai, Daita Lanzer, and Mvush Kol Tzarkoi, we left over one Klal, the Klal that has to be Dafka Al Gabo, and not Toicho. We cover this Indian, the Tvotan, the Gmodaf Lamadayin, and Al, or Chelbo, he says the love is, has to be Dafka on top, and not inside. He studied the Isser, as Riff explains in the Sigur, because if it's inside, Toicho is Mexican Vashal. Looks like you're doing an act of bishul. What is the definition of al gabo or what? B'toicho. Al gabo Rashi says very simple two cases. One is when they had the ovens, they had on top of it on the wall of the oven, the thickness of the wall put on top. Or a second case, Rashi says, for a lot of being done the beginning of the simon, a case where you cover the halal and you have a gate over it, and top of the gate is top of the halal. The question among the galar kohenim is what happens when it's inside the halal, they're still on top. I mean, half the pot's on top of the wall. Half the pot is still inside the halal. What's the loch in that case? Come on the base date, if we want to make a machlekes, Rashi versus the Torah, what's the loch that fills up the halal, but yet it's still on top of al-gabo. Al-gabo began with toifa. The Maish, the Bach says, there is no machlekes. Everybody agrees it's motif, part of it's on top. The Magavan points out, the steepness of the machab is like Rashi, that even though it's inside the halal, it still is on top. The Maish says, it's motif. Where, how do you have the Metzias that way it's in the Chalal, it's on top? So, the way how the Chalal says it's on the wall, or the way it's moving down, it's a case where it's on the bottom it's thinner, on top it's thicker, and the pot fits in, it's not hit the Shulia Kedeo, the bottom of the pot, it's not hit the bottom of the oven over here, or the queue over here. It's only hanging up, cannot fit all the way through, and it's on top, sticking above the oven. So the law is what al gab the way the paiskim is moving down the paiskim. Anything above the walls, kol al gab, a gab is sticking inside. We'll get to major enough community for this point. That's aleph. Second is what happens when something, as the words of the Magarvam is quoting Riyaz, toichi val gabo is echad. When the toich and the al gab is all one, what's the law they have? Says the Riyaz, quote on the Shulda Gibarim, as a get of only of a kiro, not a get of a tanner. As a getter of al gabo of a top and not toichoi. What does that mean? Does it mean the riyaz shulta geborim that it means it has no top, it only has inside? Or if a get only has no inside but only has a top. Again, the words of the riyaz, it's rubbing down, there's no two things, no toichoi, no al gabo, only one without the other. Which one does it mean? Which one is it missing? Kamal al-Khashulkhan, he explains, it means it has no on top, only has it inside, and therefore will not give the chumrah of the toicha. That means that the Gemara is saying the loch is that al gabo is motor toicha is also only when it has both. Missing one, meaning it has no top, only the inside, has no chumrah of inside. That means mamshach aruch shulchan, our ovens, betim do not have two places to go cook. We only have one place, we only have the inside. According to aruch shulchan, will not have the chumrah of toicha. Atzad Hashanim, Mishnah Berurah Kamlung says, look in the ground, says, what is Pshat? He said the Sharatzin. If you look up the Riyaz, what's Pshat? It means there's no Toichon, there's only a Gabon, there's only a top, there's no inside. In that case, is where the Pashkin will be Mekel, will have the Chum of Toichon when you put it on top. Again, we'll get back to Napkamina, what this means. Halacha again, they're putting inside a Tana, what together. So according to the Ram, the discussion of Halacha is that all the Klum of Tnai Chazorah, of Daita Lachlev, Oidu Biyoda, is Dafka and Erev Shabbos leading to Shabbos. But not the case of Shabbos itself. Dafka Klom of Daita Lachlev, only Erev Shabbos leading to Shabbos, but not Shabbos itself. Right? Going to Ram, what's Lachlev Teichon? Does that also apply only to Erev Shabbos? Or does it apply? No, that's a cloud that even applies on Shabbos. It's coming to Ramah, the Ramah says, Noigim Lachlev Betanurim, explains to Mishnah Berurah, you know why? Because the cloud that Dr. Moshe says is Dafka and Erev Shabbos. There's no cloud of Teichon on Shabbos. The Maaseh, the Ism of Ukhon, what is the Daf of the Rav? The Rav think of simply in two cases. Daita Lats of Oidu Biyodai. What about Toichon is not clear? Daita Moishon, what's he make all? The Maaseh, the Mishmur brings down, says, I am the Magarvam of the Graz, the Etzim Beis Yesu comes along to us and say, no, the Rav is going to Daf to the Sugilam Chesem Beis, and those Tanai Chazara, the Flamadan and Chel, but you have no right for, they won't argue, say this is the Issov here. And therefore, number one, first of all, we have the Maaseh that says, the Minikini Mekel, he ends off with Toiv Lahakmer. V'oidim five more times I would tell you is Medina Lachmer, the din of Teichon is a sugi miyuchad on Shabbos, maybe even Erev Shabbos, but still we don't have the head to the ground applying your dafka on Erev Shabbos. Halacha Maaseh to apply the study of Teichon, we really have two cases practically how to apply it. One is how do you look at your crack box? Whereas the Teichon, that's Mamshi Said, there should be also the gates to give Chazara. That means people want to take Shulam on Shabbos, Shabbos morning or Friday night, to put it back, they have a head to putting it back. The second question is, Negeir to our ovens. Two separate questions. First, Negeir to a crackpot. The Maestro, that those come on the safe and Gilas Sefer, says, it's Mamash Teichon. You read the Pasha Sugya, that's the Metzias, that's what you're doing over here. Also, you cannot do Chazara in a crackpot. The Maestro seems to me the meaning of Oilam is to be made. The Oilam does Chazara in it, they take Shulam Friday night, they put it back. They point out the four different makaris to be makel. One is, some people are makam sadasuga latmano to lift up the chulam pot. What they do there, they put small balls or silver balls and they lift it up. I ask people, why put small balls for? Just put a bottle cap there. Put it there. So they've tried putting a bottle cap there to lift it up a little bit and doesn't lift it up at all. Doesn't go off. Why? Why? Just trying to bring out the point. Why? Because there's space at the bottom. It does not go all the way down and hit the bottom usually. So as the crackpots I've seen, the lip hangs over it, it hangs on the sides, and it's not hitting the bottom. It's the Mitzias. Again, you tell me some aren't that way. There might be, but I'm discussing the get out of your territory. Therefore, it comes out that if you go with this Mitzias, which as far as I see most of them are, we don't have a bayav teichon because Mishmur said already. The get of teichon is when the bottom, the pot hits the bottom, it's not sticking above the walls, it's not sticking out. This case is mamish, the kimto of the Mishmur coming from the Magavram, the Graz, Beis Yosef, the Machlokes, Shoinim, Baksad, no Machlokes. It's mamish, not teichon. Teichon has to be what's fully in the chalal hitting the bottom, which on the walls is sticking out a little bit, which this is mamish, the kimto does not hit the bottom, it's not in the get of teichon. That's the Mitzias. Now people have told me they have those that hit the bottom. I've not seen those crackpots. Even on the tzad, number two, it hits the bottom. The second reason why it can't be mekel, Baruch Hashulchan. Baruch Hashulchan says the whole idea of teichon malgabon is dafka when you have both them, and not one when you only have the teichon, not the gabon. No chumah mefsik mevashel. Only mefsik mevashel is you have two options to go put it. You put it in teichon or the gabon or mefsik mevashel. Here you don't have any two options on your crackpot. Only one place to put it. Could Baruch Hashulchan be mekel? But that can tell me I Mishmur disagrees. They say even further, the Shaitim is down. Why does the Eilim down the Yishalmi? The Yishalmi defines what the definition of Teichon is. Gimel Tvachim. Your crackpots are not Gimel Tvachim. So we don't either have the get of Teichon. Now Mishmur says the Pesach don't bring it down. Fine, he tries to retire it. But I think number one, Mitzias, ours are hanging above and not hanging the bottom. But he can mistake two other ideas are for Shulchan. And the Yishalmi, to apply it, when we don't have that Yisrael of Teichon, therefore Berkut says, Avada al Teichon, that's not the reason to ask your crackpot without the Sugya of Chazara.
Why is it not hit the button and put it in?
Because your walls, the pot has a lip to it. The pot, your cheres, pli cheres has a lip to it. How do you take it out?
With the handle?
Over it.
You have to hold the king.
It's hanging on it, yeah, it's on it. It's physically on it. What?
That's why they made it that way.
Maybe this reason? No, maybe because they need handles. Because you can't have handles inside, practically.
I know, I thought, but why didn't they make it deep enough to hit the bottom?
Because then the handle would be inside.
No,
they don't. That's what they did. Is it for the heating element? Don't want to touch it. It's dangerous later.
Also,
that's what they did.
Possible the outer rim.
Called bevel.
Again, Mishmur says you can have in the chalal, mamish all the way in, some part of it's out, it's not hitting the bottom, it's mutter. Mishmur says it's not called
Teichon. No,
the
part of the pot is hitting the bottom, but look at the pot.
I'm not sure.
That could be why it's not being lifted off.
So if you question the Mishmur, you can start clarifying, let's say it hits the bottom and it's sticking out. Mishmur sounds like it could be a problem, Teichon. Yeah, Mishmur doesn't sound like it. The dafka has to be hanging there. He has to make the kimto what? That's in like a triangle, right? Thin on the bottom, thicker top. Make the kipta sticking above it. Mishmur says, how do you do it without the halal that's sticking out? And Mishmur, I'll tell you how to do it. Well, I can shape like this. The pot goes down halfway. It says the pot's taller than the thing itself. It doesn't say that. It sounds like the bottom of the pot cannot hit the bottom of the crackpot or oven or whatever it is. That's again to crackpots with no bayam chazorah. Mitzad ha-sugya of our ovens bizman is the ma'aseh what's the loch? It's of chazorah. That means people tell me they want to take their food out, they want to put back inside the oven, they have all the klomas, oyde v'yodai, dike the lobster, it's hot, the bush, the sartoy. Could they put it back inside the oven? Do you need garf katum? Well, in the klom, let's say garf katum, we have an oven insert, or let's say the oven's off, it's biyat lettuce, let's oven some off.
Do you often
if it's off and still boiling hot inside. So if a case and that don't need a cut, that is garf, there's no flames over here. Flush it, it's off, it's smelting sponges inside. So you want to put it back in there and leave it to keep warm. Can you do chazar on Shabbos? So first I point out, what? That, nobody have a tamar because the walls are not touching the pot. There's a space in between. So first I point out our shulchan writes, our ovens are mutter. Why? That's shulchan gibarim. That's the riyaz. The holy slate of the chumr is dafka when it's only two options, toichel al gaba. This does not have two options, only as an option of toichel ovens. Therefore, it's not a more stronger mafsik ravashul. Therefore, according to the Aruch Shulchan, he said, our ovens, no isser of chazara. It's not a sugi of toichel. The maisa, Mishbua, and the Raz disagrees. That's Aleph. He says, Mishbua, look up the riyaz. The riyaz says not that way. Number two, the Aida says the isser question to Byron Cutler. Byron Cutler says, the study over here is that our, when you have two options where to go cook, one's more cooking over the other one, that's Mexican Mavashal. But also, as man is there, as stovetop and the oven, the amount of cooking is even. No one more than the other. People cook in the stovetop, people cook in the oven, there's no one more versus the other. And therefore, you want kind of, there's no extra Mexican Mavashal versus the idea that you put it over here somewhere else. They want to tie off. Kain the idea of the Aruch HaShulchan. Maisa Tzmotr, we don't have the chumra of Toichei on our oven, because we cook two places. In those days, on top was not so normal, inside was much more normal. Here, we cook evenly, one top versus the other. Therefore, my caller says, no chumra of a tanurim, this man is there. But Oyi Kamlung of Ozan, he wants to make a little also, what? Cool, look at here. But Oyi Kamlung of Ozan, he wants to make a little, very simple. The Dakei Moshe says, that this whole entire halacha is dafka on Erev Shabbos leading to Shabbos. Besides the Dakei Moshe. There's no locha, same Shan Iran. There's no locha negate a situation, a case of on Shabbos. The Ma'ase says, so all those who want to make all the Rosh Hashulchan again, Baron Kohler, the Vosna wants to make all. I'll tell you, Shani, most of friends disagree. The Moshe Shuv about, it's very clear, especially the new prince, says you cannot do Chazar inside. When Chazitzchok says that's not this way, B'yashu, but Shani, Shmer Shabbos. Other time, the Ma'ase, you do not have the Rosh Hashulchan. The Ma'ase is a case of Torichoy. The Maestro, they want to know that the Bizarre, too, we have a Dr. Moish thing, you have a head in Iran, the Maestro, we want to say Iran, even a case of Shabbos. And therefore, Kamat, most of them say, the Berkut passed in that way, or for Shabbos says that way, he mach the case of Kaicha on your ovens. Therefore, practically, they say, what to go do? Say, if your oven is off, you want to put it back. So if you put it back in the case your food will not get to Yaz, let us buy, if the food is cold, by your Chazara, that's what I'm already. I mean, a lot of people say it's only 200, 250, I put cold food inside when that gets to Yaz, let us buy, for Seder. Keep things warm, but that's not the chazara, there's no bayah chazara. The bayah, let's say one put it, it's very hot, it will get the yad class for you. So come on, the Isra Moshe, the next shuvah, can I make it an oven insert? Moshe says, the oven insert might help in this case. That couldn't explain why. It's not working within the gar for kotum, it's working within hekar gomer that will get to aloch and sefei. The aloch is an overturned pan that has food inside, or anything like that, a pot with the food inside, you put your food on top of a one, you take your testicle out of your refrigerator, put it on top of your crack pot that's chilled inside, it's a heck of a government, not mafsik mavashal. The one time the motion stood, swarming down, that the oven insert has nichel together of a complete hecker, and therefore then it'll be more to an act of chazar. But otherwise, the ikkah they want to be machmer, it's had a sugar toilet.
Is that an air shop? You have an air shop now?
On Shabbos, on Shabbos. People take out of the chicken and put it back inside. The kid, the husband's in shul by night, they have chicken in the oven, the kid who's home wants some chicken. You take out some chicken, take out, hold it to the clump, put it back. When the fire is off.
And the whole show is that could I have the option of the kira on tap? And if you have some sort of oven that says no stove tap, more
that's our ovens don't have any stove. That's two separate entities. I'm not talking about that.
So then you have the
I said there are for sure that's the mission. You want to grab that? Fine. The gate to Sugi of Chazaro came on the Gemara. What? Baron is a Mekel. Moshe is Machmir. Most of them are like a Moshe. Baron is Mechadish over here. Rav Shulchan against the Pash of the Riyaz. Look it up. Mishabur says the Riyaz is not Pshat. Look it up what he says. I look at what he says. Pash like the Mishabur. Now, in the Aflam Mechesem Beis and the Kvalei Chazara, the Gemara had three Shailas. One is Tolim B'Makel, second one is Agabe Mito, and third one is Pilim Mechel Mechel Mahu. Rav Ashi had a question, Pilim Mechel Mechel Mahu, the Gemara ends up Teiku. The Kimmel will be showing you first. What is Pshat in Pilum Mechel Mechem? That means the first two we went through last couple, we'll go through the case right now. What's the definition in the local of Pilum Mechel Mechem? So, first coming to Shainim, place in the page of Lamaches is why the local of Pilum Mechel Mechem won't be Machmer, Mashenkin, by the Sigurat Kamana, we'll see the idea of Pilum Mechel Mechem, the Gemara is clear that's more reason to be Mechel. So, come along the Shaitin, but also bring down the two different Pshatim in Mangushan Be'ikah, what's Pshatim, Pin Lamechim Lamechim. One Taisa says the case is, make it simple, you have a kettle, you pour it into a pot, calls out, the kettle's on the fire, you pour it into a pot that's off the fire, take the pot and put it onto the fire. You want from A to B? That's Pin Lamechim Lamechim. Is this look like an act of Nesin L'Chathilo? Because now you put a new pot that's never on the fire, you're putting it on the Eish? Or not? That's the most question. The Ram comes along and says, that's not the case. The Ram says, the case over here is when you have the kettle, you pour it into the pot, take the pot and put it back into the kettle, A to B, back to A, and then you put it onto the fire.
That's worse than
that. That's worse, because A to B to A.
A to B, A,
that's the second case that the Ram understands, the case of Pilum Echmer. Taisa understands is what's A to B. You take a kettle, pour it into a pot. Took the pot to put on all ish.
Where's that?
Where's he said very simple. The idea that you're putting it back in the same thing is switched. It looks like mamish and the seal
chilo. Back in the first thing,
because why do it for? Almai, because you had, why are you doing this for? Must you didn't think this way. It was not able to adapt to put this way. If you one thing, tell me another pot. I want in this pot for whatever reason.
This is more.
This is more looks like a mexi kibavashel. That's what he says. Looks like one. Wants you make A to B, but A to B to A is mighty asses. Those are two pshatim brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. There are two more pshatim brought down by the Mi'ri. He wants to tie into the case over here is when you take the pot from one kiro and put it onto another kiro, kiro acheres, which that they point out the Ramal might make also base, brings down from the Ramal's water. Another case the Mi'ri wants to bring down, you take a pot that's on Gar for Kotim and pour into another pot that's Gar for Kotim. Also, he says that's maybe the case. Fine, those are two more pshatim. Well, the ikish shayla over here, people make them is A to B, or A to B to back to A. That's the two cases over here. Again, the study of the Isser, what's the lumdus? Come on, the Ran, says the Rosh, Miri, they bring down Mestik Mirashal. Looks like the Sin Lechatchilo, and who actively are Shia Chadosha, that's the words of Moharam, the Gondam Graz, that's the study over here. Again, traces the words of Shem Yechata, the one time, he's the Shitos, like all Chazar Shem Yechata. Halacha Meisel, how do we pass him by Pilo Mechel Mechel? So first, we point out already in last Chaburo, that the sugya of Tom and Makal, Gabe Mito, how do we pass in that case? Do we need the halacha of Oidim Yodoy, or should not be in the case of a karko? We point out then, as my colleagues, we're showing them, we brought down the base Yosef, the Amam, the Sefer Shumah, the Roah, the Ritva, they want to announce the subject up on Lekulo, a Teiko, we make and the Mechal passes in Lekulo. At Tana Sheni, the Ramah came along and said, the Ben Kanano, the Rosh, the Torah, they want to either eat in the call of Teiko, was a chash leading to a case of their Eiso, and therefore the one Taino, what? The Ramal said, you must. I don't remember the Ran. I didn't say the Ran, I said the Rit from the Ra. This is four people. Say, Rambam said, Vachuma, Rit from the Ra. Those are the four. Those are the four Mekilu. And the three Machmirim I said was the Rach, the Rosh, and the Torah. So we had a Machlokes, and it came out local myself. My colleague is Machaber Samo. I mentioned again last Chabur, the local is that by Esfardi, the question is it Oidiv Yodoy if it's decided by Esfardi? The local is, if it's not the character, it's Mutter. By Ashkenazi, the local is to be Dr. Oidiv Yodoy the Chachilo. You have to make it through him. The Chachilo has to be Oidiv Yodoy. If still, I'll be so. What would you say over here? The Bnei Esfard, Avad Apilam Mechel Mechel is Teku, Mechel. There's no Bayah. Same line of the Gemara, Teku. When the Bnei Ashkenaz, it says to you, Machmer has to be Dafka Oidiv Yodoy, I'll be Svaro, Pilo Mechel Mechel, has to also be Machmer. You have no Heta, Pilo Mechel Mechel on Shabbos, a Bayav of a Shiach HaDosho. Therefore, come along the Oil of Shabbos, and the Mogar of Rome, and the Tais of Shabbos, and the Eli Rabbah, and the Torah, and the Mayim Mordechai, and the Graz, all say very simple, you're right. Us, Bnei Ashkenaz, Pilo Mechel Mechel is also. However, came along the Mishnah Berurah, he's the first one that came along and says, the Shai Tzion, let's analyze it, let's make a spec out of it. Number one, it's Machlokes. Those are Mechel, Machaber, come along to the Rambam, say Vatrumo, Roar Ritko. Number two, what is Pinel Mechel Mecham? Machlokes, Ran versus Taisus. On the Tzadi said no. On the Tzadi says that's going from A to B. Point Taisus, Pinel Mechel Mecham. Point the Ran, that's Mutter. The Ran only is going from A to B, back to A, going from the kettle to the pot, back to the kettle. Shantid says that. Doesn't say that. I'm saying what he's saying. He said, Sorry. Saracens of cotton. Mimzang, right? Ein Teil of Iran. I can't remember Portuguese, so I'm going to buy it. So called Mimzang. No, Ein Metaisis, Iran. Teis of the Mice is Machmer. The Iran of Mice is Michael. What Rashi? I don't see any Rashi here. I see Rashi is a sugar of Akamono. I don't see any Rashi. I see Tosfos of Iran.
What about the case of Iran?
According to the Iran.
According to
the Iran?
According to
the Iran. Aleph. Point to Aleph. That's Mamish. That's awesome.
Aleph
is Aleph. But Aleph is. What did I say? Yeah, that's it. So sweet. Yeah, go ahead. Afterwards. That's in the 7th Shana Shari too. As far as I see, I'm more going to see the you'll show me afterwards. I see what you're talking about. As far as I understood, he said over here is the reason why he's being Mekel, he has a tear for showing the person which region he means. He means Rash Shito, I think he meant Ran Shito. But Maisa come along, whatever sheet is coming from, the Maisa, Alf to Beis, a case of Pilum Mechel, Mechel, not the Gemara's case, the Maisa should be more to. Number one, we have those who show Mechel. Number two, those are times from going from your kettle to your pot, and putting a pot back in the fire, the Maisa would start for you show to be Mechel.
Which case is being Mechel?
The clear case is being Mechel when you're going from a kettle to a pot, and take the pot, put it back in the fire. That is being Mechel, that you agree?
Not for sure,
I agree.
So you're going A to B?
Yeah.
Yes. And why is he not also doing Mechel?
Taisa, I think, agrees about that also. I think Iron Sand
is. That also?
Yeah, about that. That's even worse.
I think.
That's how I understand that. You want to say, I think it's not the way. Fine. But that's how I understand. Now, so we have Machlokes and Poskim. Maisa had a Paskin. We have Gilad Khan until the Mishmur came along and said it would be Machmur. Maisa, Moshe, the Isma's question, says, go like the Mogavram. Isma's question. The Bettina writes the Shuvah, go like the Mogavram. Abol says, go like the Mogavram. Numsa couldn't go like the Mogavram. He mapped from A to B.
Is Mogavram saying that's what Ramon meant, or is he saying his own look at the Gemara?
The Ramon doesn't say anything.
Is he saying that Ramon can't add an A to B other? Ramon said A to B other. He meant everything is on the A to B other, including being on the
All these questions are nickel and get of the
Gemara. So he's Mogavram saying that Ramon's mapped.
Yeah. He's saying he's a question where he left it out, but it's big machman. Yeah, there was machman on these questions. Atzal Hashem, that those who like following the Mishnah Berurah from the Zalman goes away Shabbos, Shabbos, but Shani Arpa Shabbos, and Chabonim on Paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. So among the Malakim is Manzeh, is a big mavuchal here, how to apply the Lach of Pil Mechel Mechem. Some go like the old God, according until the Mishnah Berurah came along, even the Malakim today. And those who could darker follow the Mishnah Berurah, the Maaseh want to be Mechel. And this idea of taking from your kettle to your pot is not that common. What is more common, will come out through Moshelas, what happens, people put their cholent on the crackpot or on top of the blech, and Friday night there's wood inside, come along Shabbos morning, and you see there's no wood inside, it's burning, comes a couple ounce meal, be burnt on cholent, you don't want that. So the question is, can you add water from your urn or from your kettle inside your cholent on Shabbos? If you can, how to go do it, what the bayot are. The questions are, can you take the kettle straight, can you take it with a cup, and how to go apply it. And once you get involved with this question again, Yuchlet, the idea of adding from your urn to your chillin pot, I like to bring out all the questions and try to answer them all to apply the Malach L'maisa. There are really 10 different questions floating around the sugya. 10 different shalas that the Chacham is discussing. First the questions, and then go through the questions. You have to realize there are three different things here. There's a kettle, there's a water, and there's a chillin pot. So beside the kettle or the urn, that's what you're using, most of us I think using the urn, the question they discuss a side sugya, a sugya of Bosabakolos. Why? Because what a lot of people want to do, let's say they want to take their crackpot underneath the urn and fill it up from the urn inside the crackpot. The steam will go flying up and then make their urn fleshiks. Or the nitzuk, the stream, will connect your urn to chillin pot and make it fleshiks. You have two questions. I mean, inside the kettle of making it basari. Come over the afternoon, you want your coffee. Or by Shabbos, you want your coffee. On Shabbos, you want your coffee. Ma'am Chamim Malugmo. And if you have a bayah, the wooden house play shiks, you have your coffee. It's balsam akhalo. Did you just make your urn play shiks? That's the question. We're going to have to answer it. So you have two. What? We have two questions. One mitzvah nitzuk, or one mitzvah zayah. What? So first, bring out the question and I'm trying to answer what you're saying. I mean, number one, we have one question which has a sugya of nitzok. That means the stream is connected from the urn to the cholent pot. It's called a chibur. Nitzok is a chibur. A second question, to get to zeya, steam goes up, especially if you're holding crackpot sideways, trying to get underneath. Steam hits it. Anytime the steam hits it, you have a second bayah making the urn fleshik. So that's two problems inside the urn. We sand the water, three other problems. One is if you're taking water from your urn, let's say your urn, you do not push a button to make a bubble. The urn goes to 180 Fahrenheit, 170 Fahrenheit. You put it inside your cholent, it bubbles out, goes to 200, 210, 220. Well, even it's a bishul on Shabbos. Inside the water, you have a problem. A second problem inside the water is when you add water inside your cholent pot, the water went from being water to being cholent. You make a tam to it, taste to it, make the soup. Giving taste to water is there a problem over there. A third problem they gave to the water, Meluchat of Bnei Svard, they have a bayav doing an ear clearishin, inter clearishin, they have a get inside the sugya of bishul. That's a humor we'll have to get to. That's inside the water. Inside the cholent pot itself, the two other, that means we've already said fire problems. Two more problems. The gate one to the cholent pot, when you have the cholent inside is burning out, the chur start saying, what is the cholent pot? Maybe it's tzli kader, tzli. You put in water, it goes back to bishul. Do you have a problem with bishul, acha tzli, acha bishul? You have ism inside bishul, acha tzli, acha bishul. Yes, right now there's only water there. But you when you put in water, mitzvah the cholent pot, you have vayam mitzvah the sugya of hagasa. You might see you're stirring it over here. Why adding it? It mixes it. We'll skip that. Also explain what that means. You have vayam mitzvah adding it mitzvah sugya of hagasa. Therefore, most people say you have a problem with that. You have to either do it slowly, which usually even helps. Let's say you have to take it off the fire. Three more problems. They point out is a sugya of sivdalad over here. The sugya of gezeirah special. We'll explain what that means. Nochabaya is mitzvah the sugya of chash of chazar over here. That you have to have the klum of chazar. The way the Archa Shabbos says is, let's say your urn goes off and on, off and on. On the stage when it's off, taking the water from the urn and putting inside your cholent, putting on the fire, where's your chazar klum that has to go with, it was on the karka right now, it was off right now. You're by mitzvah the sugya of chazar. And the last problem is mamash asugya, pilim mechlim mechlim. How do you go do that? Let's say you want to take a cup. Do you have an eighth of using a cup? Is that from A to B to C? Like, cool, I'll leave a bayah. If you take a cup from underneath the urn and putting it on inside your cholent, those are the first 10 questions. Now try to go through it. Maybe if it gets there. First, we have a sugya of making your urn fleshiks. There's a sugya that negates the idea of nitzuk. Nitzuk means you have a stream going from your urn to your cholent pot to anything. The mekor for this is the Mishnah Machshirim that discusses when you pour one thing on top to on bottom, when the top thing of the maisa is cold and the bottom thing is hot, the bottom thing is tomei, the top thing is tar, or make the top thing tomei also. Nitzuk is a chibur. Kamal Lushenman argue, is this din of Nitzuk is a chibur is a tumah tahara also by Shari Yisurim? Kamal Lushenman Sadashan says only by Shari Yisurim. Says Ramah, was only by tumah tahara. Come along, the other Rishonim will say, no, it's a din also by Shari Yisurim. Therefore, the Ramah in your day, some Kuf Hei Sim Gimel, being down, this din is also by Shari Yisurim. Also by Shari Yisurim. And therefore, he said, Lechatchili Yafi Machmer, not Pidiyah, but Lechatchila Yafi Machmer. Building upon this, come along, we should look have the same Indian over here, same problem. Lechatchili, you're making your urn fleshiks. You want to take your chill and pop it underneath, you're not moving your urn, you're making your urn fleshiks over here. Therefore, the Badai Shulchan Sim Kuf Hei says, yes, your urn is fleshiks. If you want to have coffee, no, no problem making fleshiks. The problem is, people usually have the urns of Shabbos inside the coffee. It's fleshiks. That is a problem in a lot of people's houses. Fine, but the Shulchan says there is a problem. Shai the Melifki said, Arko Shabbos brings down this Indian, it seems to be mitzvah of Machmer as the sugya of Nitzuk. Maitha mitzvah, this sugya, numerous of place can point out, it should not be an issue. Number one, you look at the sugya of Machshir, and it says over there, I said when it's cold on bottom and hot on top, the Togavar. What happens, forget when it's hot, hot, cham to cham. Come on, the Mishnah over there brings down machlokes of Shimon versus Rabbanim. Shimon Meis and Machmer. So I want to argue. Over there, come on, the Archa Shulchan, the Chok Masadim, it says from Hatat, even by Sharis will be Mekel. Not like the Yad Yehuda. So here, the Meis is the case of Hatat, your urn's hot, your chill pot's hot. To be Machmer and Chokes of Shimon Shita, over there, the only Dilach Hatchilos and Archa Masadim, Archa Shulchan, not to worry about this. That's number one. Number two, the is question of Shalom Zaman says the whole Indian over there is by Sharis. When Tumatara to Shari Yisurim, he is heter beheter. by Heter, who said, you say this idea? So Shlomo Zalman, we had no more car for Heter. As you learn this, if you learn Issa Beheter, you know the idea of Issa is also more, always more chama than Beiter Bala, much more calm than Beiter Bala. There are other swarms of Shlomo Zalman being down the Sugya of a pipe over here, and they come along the swarm. Shlomo Zalman has two words about it, from Yashiv, from Vosner, from Shani, from Shabbat, the Ikkin swarm, I'm making it the Sugya of Nitzok. But don't worry about it. Especially to point out the whole din in the Ramah is only a chil, not for the Eved. So even if you did it, who said we can make you even you earn over your case of Fleishix? The main bayah which I'm making of Fleishix is something called Zaya, Zaya steam, they call it the villain in Boston Bacholov. When we again, where's the Makor coming from? It's a Sugi Makshirin. Makshirin says, let's say the whole entire room is full of steam, and one thing Tomei inside the room, it makes the whole entire room Tomei. This halach is brought down here, the Chumash Deshin does agree, the Rosh also passed this way. By Zaya, it makes everything from Tummo, Tomei, also by Sharisum, also has this halacha. The mice is brought down by Simon Sadek Beis Siv Ches by the Mo, that Zaya on by Vosav Cholov is an issue, and that's what everyone knows why our ovens and other ideas have a Bayam Tal Sugi of Zaya. If so, the question is what to go do. So come on the place and say, number one, you're right. If you take your Tulum pot underneath the urn, and the Zaya goes up, and the Zaya's Yad Tulum hits the urn, your urn is Fleishix. Ask him it is. It is Fleishix. However, the question is, the main trouble is, if you put the Shulam Pat away,
you rip off the
cover right here. Take it away, and the steam comes up, and let's say the steam when it hits your urn, it's cold. That means a lot of time you put your hand right on top, it's hot, the Yad Tulum. You pick it up, it's further away, it's cold. That means if you have a place to put it where it gets not Yad Tulum when it hits the urn, maybe it should not be a problem. This is a question to Shulam Zalman says, if it gets the Zayah to your urn, it's not Yad Tulum, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Shmir Shabbos brings down this new prince over here. Another's bringing it down. The Maisa, as Rabbi Kramer gave such a face over here, what are you talking about? You know the Sugya of Issim Heter. And over there, the Pesche Tshuva, Kiveger, Prim Gadon come along and say this hot Zayah and this cold Zayah. Cold Zayah, you're right, it's not Balayah, but it's Zayah. That means the Halacha is brought down on the page. Now let's take the Zayah from your Tulum pot goes up, and hits you have Kalim atop. People know you have Kalim atop hanging sometimes, your spatula. The Zayah is there, except it's not Balayah. Says the Pesche Tshuva, you have to wash it off. I mean, this spatula has Zay on it, has something cold on top of it. If you want to use it, and the Zay is there, you have to wash it off. So now what is happening? The steam is cold, hitting the urn. The urn outside, you have to touch it, it's Yad Tulum this way. So it'd be Balayah mitzad the urn. So why in the world do you gain that the Zay is not yet Yad Tulum, but you gain nothing out of it? It might say, it's cold Zay, it went on top, and now the urn should be Balayah, because the urn itself is hot. And therefore, this question to Dine Fisher and Abiyashi, and Vos, and Kutroni, all the Maitre Machber, the Zvi, the Tana, mitzad the Sigi of Zay, you have a Bayah making your Fleishix. Therefore, for this reason, they say maybe in Eitzia, the Wantaino, that what you should do, if you want to put inside your crack pot, open up the lid, let the steam for 20 seconds steam out, the Zay is not there, then you put it underneath it, the steam that's coming is really from the water, they want to say not from the chillin' pot, but take him inside the Sugi of Zayah. You can argue the point in Metzias, because I heard a lot of people on time about Metzias Shabbai, when you add hot water inside your chillin', the steam is coming up, it's all from the hot water. Fine, that's an Eitzel that our Shabbat says, yes, it's to Shlomo Zalman and to Dine Fisher, that might be said to the Koladeus. On the tzad, the Maisa that a person did not do that, let's say he made his urn Fleishix. So first of all, that Shabbos you cannot quote with that. That's bullshit. The question is the next Shabbos. Why it's not Banat in Ibn Yoimoy? She says, what's the Lachal Hathchila with the Evid? There's a Chayodim over here. There's a Goin over here. Maisa, the most person will say, even when the Chayodim says you cannot do it, the Hathchila, only with the Evid. Chodim's words are about borrowing from a native Lavdaf, you have to, and therefore, this reason, Lavdaf, you even have an option to go borrow. But the Yemen lets you already have there, and you know other place to get coffee. The place can say you can make coffee from over here. But again, you should not really make your urn next week. This week, you soon have a baya. Next week, the Lewis place can only make all the Sugin Napanat and Ibn Yemen. Fine, so again, that's beside the urn Shabbai. You have a baya making a Fleishix. We'll get to the Eitzel, like Stung, taking a cup, which really can be our Sugin up in the Mechel and Mechel. That's going to be the Eitzel, which leads to a different problem. Mitzad, the water. We mentioned three things to get to the water.
The newer urns that don't get hot, we have this problem.
We'll get to the next problem, we'll make a big problem.
No, I'm saying that.
It doesn't get hot yet. We'll get into a worse problem. Problem now, the water. The water is a massive issue. The shadow over here is to get to water. Let's say we don't have a black on our urns. What's our heter? It's very simple. It's cooked. Before Shabbos, it has to be called Chananya. If it's get is Yad Tulum by Ishmael Bishuloi, or drop more than that is Chatzi Bishuloi, or it's cooking more than that, I can tell you it's the argument with the Gedim Moshe called Sarkar is. The question over here is, we know the loch is Let's say you take something Yovish. Something Yovish is Chetzi Bishuloi, before Shabbos. Come Shabbos and make a Rosh called Tzarkari. Are you allowed to do that or not? The place says you're allowed to, the Rosh says you're allowed to. The Maisa, we go with Cheshis, going from Chetzi Bishuloi to a Rosh called Tzarkari, it didn't derive so. Shash derive so, but the Evan won't make a Knaas, but it didn't derive so. The gate of water, what is Michael Ben Nasai? And what is the Rosh called Tzarkari? The simple understanding of Michael Ben Nasai, where Moshe Rosh and Shuvah is, Chetzi Bishuloi, is something more than Yad Kladis voice. So what's the virtual called Sarkoi? Question, what's bubbling? Get the stage of bubbling. Where's Achas? The whole bubble is Yad Nechbas Boy.
Why should that be together?
Because what is together?
Together, but then, what
that's just what I'm saying.
What am I looking for? I'm looking for a hackle, not for a boiling coffee.
No, but some people like really steaming. People like
so
it steaming.
For those people, that's because of my
virtual called Sarkoi. No, it's still in the virtual called Sarkoi. I like things, not much called Tzarkoi, but certainly something called much more.
Just because the guy likes to burn something, I mean, you know the difference.
Everyone
we have steak. Everyone knows the difference between the arms, right? Some people like it more cooked than less cooked. Doesn't mean that it's not cooked fully with much called Tzarkoi, it's still burnt, like some people like it.
I hear, but I still think everyone understands the idea of Yad Nechbas Boy. We'll get to you what you want, I know. And therefore, come along the Issa question to the Chazon Ish. Very simple, the idea of making something from Yad Nechbas Boy, called 160, go to Chumas 160. You want to put into your chillin' pot right now, this could be 180, 200, 12 bubbles out. In essence, what do? You're taking from your urn. As far as they tell me, the urns don't get higher than 180 unless you put the bubbling button. Don't do that, it doesn't get higher than 180. You're going from your urn to your chillin' pot, because with less you push all urns.
Urns are always boiling, no?
No, not bubbling. They're very hot. They're very hot. The 180, 190, that's very hot.
No.
But your chillin' pot bubbled out, that's more than two times higher. I'm speaking that right. If you push the button that bubbles it, it's fine, it already was bubble. It wasn't what's called Sarkoi. Now it's just cooling down. But the stage where you did not push a button, or your urn does not have an option, you went from 180 to your urn, you put in your chillin' pot, you can get to higher 192 to 10. Come on, Chaznish, it says you have even Isser, Shashter Eis over here, Shashter Eis. And therefore, Mitzitzkel has a long tshuva about, and he wants a taino. The shulv they want to make, he brings another egg like talent in the safer, the shmata changes his mind, the vadish be machmer. By fishing of Liashiv, of Vazna, of Shani, and all this come along. And therefore, Simcha Bonim writes that theoretically, hot water from urn could be added to chillant. However, since the urn really reaches a boiling point, it cannot be returned. You'll even end up being boiled. You're not allowed to do that. That means a lot of people, Mitzad Sigil, they don't know that I'm taking the urn to their chillant pot. It wasn't boiled. You have a Bayah, Mitzad Sigil official. Remember
the
Bayah?
The water is not boiled?
The water in the urn has one temperature. And in the crack pot will get a higher temperature. That's what he's saying. Since it's going to a place that has a higher temperature, you have Bayah going from Michael Ben Nasai to what you call Sarkoi, which you cannot do. No, there are those who will be boiled, it goes lower. It was that those urns before Shabbat, you bubble them. It was what you call Sarkoi, it was never in the standing. I mean, the urns were never. Yeah, the two buttons, the Shabbat and the bubbling. You bubble it. Then it was 212, it was bubbling out. Then you on Shabbos go down to 170, 180. There it never went to standing the Gamri.
Mm-hmm.
There if we give it back, then you can't put it there.
Where
was? No, a lot of urns aren't. A lot of urns are not. When will you boil it? I said if you push the button, you're right. Most urns don't have this button. A standard urn yeshiva does not have this button. It cannot get 212. They get to 180 and that's it. Not everyone has it. Okay. I'm telling you this. Fine, if you have that, I'm saying no problem. But the way of Simon Bonner, when he wrote it, most urns are not the way. Most urns are not that way. 180, 190, they stop. Yes. I said, get the key 12. No, by water. No. By water, if it gets cold, it loses it. Not if it stays warm or hot, it does not lose it. Lamaisa, there is a question which should be heard over Yedetsky. Lepora, why do you say the getter of 212 is the getter of a Moshe called Tzarkai? It's a Moshe, what is the getter of a Moshe called Tzarkai? And he says, Yad Kladis Boy. The Bayari says, what's the getter of Maisa Benesai? He also says, Yad Kladis Boy. They have a series of Moshe and Shuvah, what exactly is the getter of a Moshe called Tzarkai with Yad Kladis Boy? Not clear how to exactly answer it. The difference from Eskid, some Chavon Eskid, Mar Shabbos Eskid, that is Kasha. The Maisa, Rabbi Yes, one other Sefer, and from Zaman also, Mar Shabbos, he says, the getter of a Moshe called Tzarkai is Yad Kladis Boy. to, if you want, the Svarim tell you what to go do, negate to adding to be earned to your children. Two English Svarim, two Gavom, to also Gomer, you have to be very careful what you're doing. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma Baya? Motor, Moshe. It's a Shashter, I said, so you can make it sick so you want to protect me about it. But Maisa, most places can say the story over here, the Maisa is, you have a big problem over here, and the Chuyah of Bayam, and the water should wait. Now bubble it before Shabbos, you have this Isser. Next problem with the water. Even on the Tzad, you bubble it before Shabbos, and therefore you add water inside, the children should not be a problem inside the inhibition of water. There's another problem. The water now, you add taste to it. And you're cooking it, you're adding more sewer to the water over here. The Bayah Bishal, come on the King Tari Balakha, he points out that the Be'er hated. Simon Shinichat is discussing making coffee on Shabbos. He says the place of discussing in the Klisheni, can you add the coffee beans inside, and now you're giving taste to the water over here. Behitim wants a taina, someone does it in the Klerishin. His words are Chayim Lehevi Chatashmeni Kribonu Be'amikdosh. Why? You're making taste of the water. That's called active cooking, all idea of cooking. Making something, giving its taste, it's what's good to drink. The case over here of coffee. And they want a taina, putting your water inside the cholent, making the water over here, soupy over here, the cholent. We're giving taste to it, giving a chill taste. You'll even mamish is crushed the rice over here. In this case, the mice they point out, it's true, it's a behavior, let's all say it. But they point out, most of them disagree, some say it's not the way, Pashto Makrobama says not the way, and therefore the Shagamaya, and the Shabbos, Kotshani, others bring down this idea to your mouth, and say, no, the mice, as far as we know, there's no Isser mixing two things that are fully cooked, no idea giving time one to another, so never saw this in over here. He's discussing coughing, and they want.
The case wasn't cooked,
no, the case over there was the beans were cooked, the water was cooked.
Yeah,
still he says it's the only reason why he matters is Beitim, because it's a cliche. He says, I mean, Dyke, the reason the place can be matter, you know why, because it's a cliche, and he wants it a cliche also. So Shagamayi meant Labdafka, and even the cliche, that was case was a cliche. But Meister, he's asking, he says, why discussing two things that are cooked in the cliche for? So in the cliche. Meister, with Loshim Manu, the Skumo, not put down by the place, can make the Skumo, the Gam, the Kinturba, local, of course, he wants to answer, it's not this reason also. A third bayah in the case of the water is miyuchad of Nei Svarad, which again also have to see in Simon Shinir Chetz of Yud. They have a bayah of doing an Iroi Klerishin back into a Klerishin. I mean, they want time to take them the urn, doing an Iroi, has to get them a Klisheni. That's exactly why that's so, and therefore there's a shayla that all can take them the urn to the children. Therefore, you have that's the true bad that wants to ask them inside the Chum of the Machaber over there. Gamma, others want to argue the Machaber, though. Let's see, instead, Yishim Elisabeth, the Ramal, the Ashkenaz. We have to see exactly what the reason is over there. But there are three problems inside the water. The gate to the cholent over there. The they is a kasher. That nobody says it wasn't made. It doesn't bring down to Megal. He doesn't bring it down, and they point down all this. If he was being machmer, that's the kasher back and forth. Now, beside the cholent shavai, let's say the cholent, the water all God. The cholent mamas is burning in the bottom. Fine, might want to add in water. What category is this shulam right now? Is it tzli or is it bishul? So there's a Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Yudal, the Bialach of Zafei discusses something that's being tzli kader has a get of tzli. Tzli. That's why this is the idea everyone knows in water is bishul, on a fire is called tzli. Something that's in a pot inside, with food inside, what is that? Pot with food. Is it tzli or is it bishul? Mishnah pots is a get of tzli. If it's tzli, so let's think about it. Before Shabbos, the children went inside, it was with water, it was bishul. Kem Shabbos, in the case of tzli. You want to add in more water, it's bishul, achat tzli, achat bishul.
No,
what's that look on that case?
It was a little water.
I just said, in the case there's no water.
It's not, then it's too late.
No, it's not.
Where's the difference?
The bottom is, well, that's very good, very good.
So what happened?
Very good.
Tzli,
or a drop of water. So you add it, it's okay with it. Well, let's put that aside. I won't get about how much exactly. This is what I first say. So, my halacha, what is the halacha of sam bishul achatzli or sliach bishul? Machabik down to the vadeis, the chatzil wa machmer. What about the halacha of bishul achatzliach bishul? Are we machmer even more upon that? Come on, the bialacha means down the people going to want to make, well, he wants to in fact make. Once we are machmer, we are machmer. Building upon the maestro, number one, we call the children inside a pot sli kada, get it sli. Number two, we're machmer of bishul achatzli. And number three, we're machmer of sliach bishul achatzli. Come on, kintar bialacha says, how in the world can you add in water? Of Jabbos. You have nachal by adding in water over here. Come on, Shomach, and the Berku says that Achila Persh should be Machmer. Of this Sugyo, of this Sugyo, Peshlach Siach HaBishl. Mice upon this, they point out numerous reasons why it's Michael. First of all, they point out this whole idea of Siach HaBishl and Siach Machmer is coming to argue against the Prim God. Chaim Noah writes, not the way he says, but right, we add water to our children. He says, Mamish, and then we can, no problem, we should not worry about this ending over here. That's the Chaim Elul says, don't worry about this, be a local. Second is the idea of calling the food inside your pot tzli. That's my Mishmur Shita, they point out. Chanish al not way, nichli get a visual. You have to learn the Shigidir, why that's so, what the book is. Third is, Mechab itself means that Machloik is what the local Mishlach tzli. Two different Shitas. Let's be Semech upon the Shita, Mishlach tzli. It's Mutter. Fourth is, come along from the Zalman, and come along the Bnei Shabbos, others want Taino. The whole, what's the Lakunda, everybody's Mutter. The only such a machmer of bishlach, a tzliach of bishl, is when you're doing different acts of cooking, from one part to another part, to a different area, to another place. Here it's very clear, it's all the same area, same place, all the hemshech of one bishl over here. How can you give the chumrah, the whole idea of the chumrah of tzliach of bishl, when it switches areas, I see different cooking going on over here. With all one hemshech of a bishl, one act over here, that's not giving the chshivas doing different things. The whole idea of being machmer of tzliach of bishl, I'm doing different things, I'm not doing different things. Just try it out, what do you want from me? But that's all the hemshech of one bishul, won't be machmir over here. And therefore, to mark all the swarm, myself, I'm not pushing the kintoy balokha, it's at this Indian over here. Nochabayan, the gate of the sugil of bishul. The sugil called agoso, stirring. Where is it brought down? Beishes bayos. Sepeis bayos, bring down a kolvoy. It says a person has to be very careful and not to stir their food on top of the fire. Now, the question is, to understand that the halokha is very strange. Can you? The loch of bishul ach bishul by yavish is mutter. By lach, its mutter is still hot. So you have food that's fully cooked in the fire and you can't stir it. Why? You know why? Because even it's a bishul. Ma baya, what's wrong with doing bishul? So to understand it, no one really understands the sugya over here. As we get to the loch at the end of Simon Shin Yerches, big mavuchel, what the lamas is, why are we machmer for? But echshia, we pass it this way. We do it with the end of Shin Yerches, Mishbuah, Sad, Lachatila, Vano, and machmer, not through the case of Agos. So we do not stir things in the fire. Therefore, put upon this, what is agosa? What defines it? Number one, stirring, avada with machmer for. Number two, can we take food out of the pot and put it inside our bowl? Is it a bayav agosa? Come on, the person in the Siman Shin Yerches says, also that's agosa. Why, who's stirring? Can we take out shulam from your crack pot and mix it a little bit? Has it get a agosa? Chidish otem, it's a chumah pan a chumah. Stirring is also, which is not sure why. Taking food out of the pot is also agosa. Those are two cases. Take a third case now. What about adding water inside a pot? Is that a bayav agosa? Oh, so what are you going to do? Very simple. The halacha says the poskim, you take it off the fire, you take cholent and put it back. Now, but the other day point out, unless you cannot take it off and put it back, either it's too heavy, or because it's not going for kotum, then you can't take it off, you can't put it back. In that case, maybe the other day, it's time to halacha, you can't take the chadish from the crack pot straight. You know why? Because the idea, we're not really exactly sure where the is coming from. That's basically his lumbus. So, we'll mark the chachila. The H is either take it off, or the same movement on the blacked area that's not yet sledge boy, or different ways of making sure it's not ala ish. Building upon this idea of mixing and the idea of taking his osas of gosso, well, pouring, taking the urn, and going into the shoulders, bayam tell us to give a gosso. So, you look in the base station where you have been on the call boy, this case is magisa, pouring. This case is pouring from the water to the shoulders of bayam gosso. Therefore, the one time you know, to add the wood inside your chulin, give a bayam instead of sugar of hagoso.
Once on the fire.
Once on the fire. I mean, if you want to add from the cup or from your urn, from the urn over the kettle inside, sugar on the fire, you have bayam instead of gosso.
Why can't you do it on the wall and the ground?
We'll get to that maybe. Get to what the issers of lumdus is. Therefore, those one time you know, the pasadcho and the batzino, the shagra maya, the bez oilom, and the oilom, the yashu, the manashi koin, the shabbos, others all have the bayam instead of sugar of hagoso. Now, they point out. 2 points. One is, first of all, you learn Siman Shin Yerches. The way the pus can bring down the sugar gosses, they say two cases. Number one, when you stir it. Number two, when you take it. No one brings down the idea of pouring inside. The Havi Loi Lohisim, more, what's brought down, which we don't really understand.
That's Makar, huh?
That's true, that's a Makar. But it's not brought down. Interesting, the Makar is not brought down. It's not brought down. That's all.
What do you mean the
Beis Yisrael? Beis Yisrael, the pus can don't bring it down, Siman Shin Yerches. It's not brought down there. No one says it there. Therefore, the Ezim Chaim Noah tell you, don't be Moisif. Dambachal, 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 say that way, but Shani, Revolt, and Chaim, others. Boy, there's an interesting question, you're saying it, why just do it benachas? Pour it in slowly, make sure it doesn't pour, do it nicely. Then we shall mazalman in the Shemir Shabbos before the Malum, what time not? The Maestro should be more to do benachas. And the Malum, he points out, in the Malum, come on, in the Malum, he points out, look in the Kolboy, look in the base, where it brings it down. What's the lumpness of our gossip here? He says, you're right, there's no gossip, you're pouring this, mixing over here. They say that you're pouring in. You're afraid the ish is going to go do agosa. The problem is the chayshish, the ish of agosa, which also makes sense to mekilim. If not, this is a pulus agosa. It's a gzer otu agosa. We're afraid she can do an act of agosa. So first, it points out we have two ideas. Number one is the reason for chalak between mixing and taking yap. That's an act of agosa. This is a gzeir ota agosa. The reason for chalak, that's a person not bringing down. This is a gzeir ota, something we don't understand. That's the thing itself. But also comes out, there's a chumra in the kolboy. The chumra is that doing banachas won't help. Doing the size won't help. The chshash will be of agosa itself. Therefore, the Malumi points out, look up, he says, I want to be making the Shmir Shabbos out of agosa. Let's show me, look up the kolboy. He said, they're afraid that each is going to go do an act of agosa. Tzarechian. Maisa Archa Shabbos brought down the Shmir Shabbos as is, or Shlomo Zalman. Maisa do banachas, the Maisa helps. The Olam seems to be doing it that way. They do it, but they don't want to take it out, because the expression of a bayam, because the sugya of taking it out, putting it back, you don't have any heating element, you don't have any garfu katum over there. Certainly, when you want to do it, you should do banachas. The cholopachas get the milo of doing banachas. Nochabaya, the eighth problem, is the sugya of gzeir special. The sugya will be in Sif Dalid. Come along the mechaber, he brings down a, was brought down in the Beis Yosef, the Muki Yosef, Shem Ben Yonah. Come along the Ben Yonah, he says, the Michshel Gadol and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael do not know, they have two pots over there, one they do Atmana to, they take off the fire, one they don't, come Shabbos, the one that does not do Atmana to, it comes to be mistamic, they want to add water from one to another. They want to add water from one to another. And they come along to go do that, they don't realize one's Yad Tlalisvoy, one's not Yad Tlalisvoy. You have a bayah mitzvah sugya vishal, and therefore you cannot add one to another. You have a bayah called gzeres vishal. You have a gzeres otter vishal. They both the yad tzal body beseder. But one might be, one might not be. You have bayah gzeres vishal. Come on, the mechaber says yesh limchos. Those are add from one to another. Yesh limchos. Ends of the ramah v'ayin lekamon simchin yidchas. What does it mean? Says the magaram. Says the mishpura. It means the osmi ashkenaz does not have a problem. Why? Because the lochan simchin yidchas is something that's lack. That was fully cooked. Then it's nistan in the gamri, you have bayav lach achalach, b'ish bishol lach bishol. But not nistan in the gamri, there's also bishol. So what are you worried about? You and Ben Yonah, you're worried about what? You have something that's not yad tzlalis v'oy, could go on something that is yad tzlalis v'oy. You have bayav bishol by lach. Says also the Ashkenaz, we don't care. There's no bishol by lach unless it's nistan in the gamri. Not yad tzlalis v'oy, it's still something that's warm. You should not worry about it. End up among our rum, mikom mokim, still be machmer. Explains the mishnah. Means still use a kaf, matzekas, ladle in between, and still be machmer. That means the mishmur is ending off. Avada should be motor, but be mechosh for the mechaber. If so, those one tiny mechosh for the mechaber, the mamash, what is our case over here? Our case over here is you're adding from one place to another. One is case that al eish and al keish al eish, you have a gzeir bishul. Gzeir with mechaber said not to go do, and the mishmur said lechatchila not to go do that. Mishmur said lechatchila to be machmer over here. What? Yeah. Ketuvi is Yad Tzlalis V'oy. Gzeira, you might not be Yad Tzlalis V'oy. It's Gzeira special. Gzeira. Right now, it's not a problem. Even if it's called Sarkar, it won't make a difference over here. So you want to say Nichol B'Dieved? I mean, Echonami. I hear. Let's maybe argue the point per se. The Chiddush over here, they point out. The 2 points they say. First of all, those who say, through the Mishpura says, Amar Avram, come along the Vos, and they ask this question, why is the enemy being Samichon to be Mekel? He said, Maisi Klaiso is not Makalpon, so is the Chum of the Amar Avram. That's Aleph. They point out, the Rafa Shulchan is not bringing it down, the Graz is not bringing it down, the Chaim Nos and the Vada were not pushing this Chum. Why are you mocking for? Why? Where's it coming from? They call Mokam to go, why? And Maisi, what's the story over here? Samichon Chetitka says, not to be Samichon, not to be Chushan of the Amar Avram. Meaning, not to be Chushan. That's number one. Number two, they point out, before there's a big difference in Siyurim. The case we're discussing here in Sevdal is the case where they're both Eish. We've got one to one. The other one, Mais, is not a case of Atman over here. Or the case over here where they're both good in Eirik Levishin. But both the cases are talking about either Eirik Levishin or case of Atman, or both the cases are not Al-Eish. The case is to say Al Aish comes with Oilus, even the case of Al Aish, you have a Xero. I said, why? It's both Al Aish. The Chash maybe one's not Yasas, but the other one is Yasas. We have to make. I understand that not Al Aish, I can hear the Xero, because one can get less Yasas. But if both Al Aish take one to another and make a Xero here, you should know where exactly the Makar to be Makar. They are. We have Earn Al Aish, and we have the Chol Al Aish. The case over there is not Al Aish.
Meaning, it's Al-Aish.
No, that should make a difference. Yeah, that's still, the heating element is still hot, it's just not cooking it really better. If you let's say it's off,
no,
you
no,
touch
it's still on,
if it's still off, if it's off the eating element, you touch it, you're burning it. So it's still there.
So
the mice of the make of the plush one tiny nafi machmutat the xera of Sevdal. Number one with Nashnas. So number two is Ladakh Khesh Magavram, and number three Ladakh Sim Nikhil Magavram. Nochabaya is we're looking at Sugil Khazar right now. The Bayam is the Sugil of Khazara. They point out, let's say you want to take the urn to your crackpot, you have to call it Khazara. Meaning you have to be a bush called Sagri Cholent, or really water. But that usually it is. It has to be Rosachas, which it is. That's a Lazar, it is. The other is. The main problem is the Graf of Kotum. Sometimes people forget that their Cholent pot is not lined with silver foil.
And the urn has to be Graf of Kotum.
No, that doesn't have to be. It's coming
Why?
From, doesn't have to be.
You can place the water on another.
That's fine. That's no problem. That's from Ala'esh to Graf of Kotum, it's fine. Yeah, so the problem is sometimes people don't realize that their crackpot is not lined. It doesn't have the head of Gaur Vakadim, the cloud number one in the Sugi, which every degrees you need. Nothing, you have no head to the Ram over here. No Sugi, the Mishnah says the Gaur Vakadim. So, first, in fact, Kholi Chazara, they point out you have a Baya, you have to realize you have to have Gaur Vakadim. Whether we'll get to Alok in Siv Gimel, I think it is. Alok is that you can put an urn on, you can put a Gaur Vakadim on Shabbos. You want to take it out, but silver and sorry, that's no problem. You're allowed to go do that. But you have to make sure it's lined. Number two, come on the Rosh Shabbos, and Sefer, he is mitzvah, he has a bayan, and he says, Maisa, it's ulcer. Then once the time when the urn, the Maisa, is off, goes on off, and then you're taking it from an off stage to put it inside your crackpot, which is on, you have a bayan, called a chazara. How in the world can you take it from something that's off, which has ke'in gedder of al karko, or ke'in gedder of it's not in the active right now of being a place with al aish, I put something with al aish. You're missing one of the Kalei Chazara.
Why
is that
any
worse
than
Blackout?
Right.
What?
They go off and on.
Why is that any worse than Blackout?
Because it happened by itself.
I didn't clear it. It went off by itself.
No. There could be this is how you set up. I want to go off and on.
Right.
So, there are numerous ways you can argue. Myself, finally, I found that he says it's safe and you want to answer. Swarm did not discuss it, so I found all these countries, it's a Israel's question, a Falcon's question, the Boston Michael. I think it was a Pashiraya, it's Motor, Pashiraya. I'm moving down, the law says, can you take from something that's Garfa Kotum and switch to other places Garfa Kotum? The most says the Ramavadi can. I'm just thinking about it. It says you're allowed to take Garfa Kotum, Garfa Kotum. What is Garf? Garf means they're not coals here. What's Kotum? They're coals here, except there's ashes on top of it. Can you take something that's Garf to something that's Kotum? Let me see if you know anyone has any problem. So in essence, the most this is, you can even argue the point, the most is when the element is off. But it's a case of garf, but still have inside the element, you touch it, you'll burn yourself. It's garf. You take it off and putting it on top of what? Your black, which is on top of your silver, on top of your crack pot, which is cotton. So I'm not saying you're letting something that's garf, the cotton, to top of something that's garf, the cotton. You're taking something that's garf, something that's cotton. That's mamish what it should be. It's before Shri Amal is saying, close to me, Motor. I don't know how it can be anything different than Amal. In most cases, garf. Once I don't hear this, Chumro Mice again. Mokshim found two swarm. Mice says Motor. Chumro should be not a problem here. Next shell is Ausagil. Pino Mechel Mechel. The question over here is that me practice is really an issue here. The people who want to, you have two ways always moving something from how to take water from the urn to your crackpot. The two ways of doing it practically, really three ways. Number one, you can take your crackpot and move it and put it underneath the urn. If you do that, you have a bayah. Number one, making your inflation. Number two, your crackpot's too heavy. Number three, you have a bayam mitad. You have a garfa kotum. Maybe you can go do it over there. You need a black over there. People don't want to do that. So let's do the other way. You want to know if you can take the urn or the kettle to the crackpot. So you have a bayam if it's plugged in. They have a bayam making again the urn, kettle slash six. Also, you have bayam tells you muksa mavucha if the kettle's muksa or not, which one's ikker, the heating element, or the water's ikker, shayla. So the simple way of doing it, if people want to do, is the third option. Take a cup, put it underneath. Pull it off, take the cup and pour it into the cholent. So that be'etim is pinu le'mechel mechem al yidei kois. What is that? Is that ram? Is it toisvis? Ulcer? Mutter? How exactly to look upon it? So come along, the Leviathan says, in this case, l'chura, everyone agrees the mice is a problem. Everyone agrees the mice, according to the Magarvah, pinu le'mechem. According to Mishibura, it says A to B to A, to his, A to B to C. So the mice in one title, just like A to B to A is the problem of Chazara, according to Mishabu himself, is A to B to C. It's the same idea. It's going to the third thing. Also, Sai according to the Magavam, which is a Banas also, Sai according to the Mishabu, also should be a problem. And therefore, there are those who bring down the Aruch Shash, Abayal, of Ayde Kois. The Maisa, if you want to the Aruch Shabbos, in the back of Chel Galat, he has a letter of Shmuel Orbach. So he says he tried to down in front of the stifler to Aserik, and the stifler said, no, about his mortar, Potter's mortar, stifler. Also his father. First, stifler. Right? He said, the Vada is trying to push Loyla Tiri. They tried down in front of his father to Aserik, his father, Vada's mortar also. So he explains why the Maisa, it's mortar. They come from different reasons why the Maisa is mortar. Yeah, one takes him a cup. Classic case. Right. So that's first of all, yeah, fourth realm.
And then bring it to the commission.
And why?
Krishna
is. I said, according to me, after I saw an appear problem, you don't come near as far as you have an extra, maybe, Ulai, place in the main spot. Who asked on the Salon Yammer, Mabaya? Oh, so again, that really. Again, the one guy looking at the Chassidus said, we're not Choshevet. We don't worry about it. Not even sure why we're Choshevet for. And I heard something in Chabur say, does anybody have it? So can anybody make what someone said? Yeah. So my, so what to go do? So first I point out that let's go through each Shito. There's a Mishibur over here. First one, the Mishibur says A to B to A. The Ram Shito, as far as I understand, is a Baya. Those are one Taino. That's not the case. Why the world put to B in the back day? The Chorah sounds like a new Shia. They're doing a new act of your Kadosha. Going from one to another, according to Mishibur, A to B to C, maybe it's Fakert. That's literally the side of Tyson's case, not according to the Ran. And therefore, according to the Ran, that everyone sees I'm going to do an Amshach, a Mamshachit, trying to get one place to another. I keep being a fish of a Kramer, I missed the boat over here. And that's the Maisa, I understand that the Chorah, according to the Mishibur, should not be a problem over here. The Seifa is. What? Oh, Tyson's. I'm not sure you want. According to Tyson's, not according to the other Sheetas. Yeah, the ABC has a get of A to B. That's not the chum of going back. Back and forth is the problem. That's the Sita Chadasha. Yeah, going back is worse. That's Allah. Second, when the Issa question Dine Fisher, he says the Maisi doesn't understand. The whole idea to be Machu go back and forth, what do you mean? We're talking about on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. So we have the Ramah says it's a face of Kimul Safay, of Sami Khadaran Shito. Whole talks with the Evet, Tabla Achmed, fine. So Mabaya, what's the Issa? The Bayah is why? On the character, Sidi Chadosh, or Bayav, of Nir Chal character. In most cases, what? Am Chesem Beis. The question is, Tolom Bamakal, the case of Al Mito, and the case of Pinel Mechel Mechel. Is it Bayav being on the character? Fine. But we have the Ran says water. We have the Mos says water. So when I add water, we're going to get Kaiso. We have the Ran over here. The whole Kum is only an Erev Shabbos, not the case of Shabbos. Loid, come on, Shamzam, what time to come to everybody's water? Everybody. Once say the whole idea of the Mangagam or the Rishonim who are being machav from going from A to B is why, because it looks like you're acting Sichadosha. Why in the world are you doing this for? Why are you taking the apple from going over here? It looks like you plan to use it, you want to do it, you want to change your mind, you're putting it back. What we hear, everyone sees exactly why you're doing it. The whole idea is, what? Well, it's the Sichadosha, a messy Kimavashul, I look, I'm doing a new act over here. I don't watch the whole entire act, it's exactly what you're doing. No, it's exactly. Earn, cup, chillant, mabaya, that's called. Not a Sikhadosh, everyone sees a whole act of Chazorah, Daita Latza, the whole entire Pula going on over here. It's not like the case of putting back the same thing. What are you doing? Everyone says, oh my gosh, you must be, you forgot, you changed your mind, you want to use it. That's too much extra. Also, what are you doing over here? And I mean, the whole Pula that you're doing, everyone sees the whole idea is the act of Chazorah. And if this reason come out all this from Bazman Adam, Samech on the Mekilim, that using a cup is Mutl Chadchila. Again, the writer says not right, based upon this Mishibu Mangavram, but a piece of Swarish, but one Taino. There's no real reason to be machmel for this. On the tzad, you want to be machmel, what is it each to go do? Coming from a Zaman Shemir Shabbat, it's very simple. Take your cup, open up the urn if you can, put the cup inside, and then the lock is the cup inside the urn, the get of being mamish like the urn itself. The machlek is what the lock of matzah. We have a shalom by matzah is. What's a ladle inside the soup? Look at the price, my real taz. We're choshes the chumra both ways. We're always mitzarif at lakula. Someone with Shlomo Zalman says, put it inside. Now the cup itself is alaish. Then take out the water and then put it inside your children. So now you won't have this chumra of al de'e kais. You want to be samech upon this baya. You have a baya inside the kais. You put the cup inside.
Then the urn has to be on.
Then the urn has to be on. Yeah, the first be on. Now you. Covering it, what's the problem? Augustine? No, we never have this by Augustine covering it. They discuss that by gospel, but it's no wisdom. So again, practically, again, we went through 10 in Yonim, just 3 of them that are practical. Number 1, it's out of sugar, making your thing, your urn, fleishiks, what to go do. Either put your crackpot further away so no Zaya gets it, which is not too easy, or put it away, you open up the cover and all the Zaya goes away after 20 seconds, then put it there. Or economic use of Christ, that's Mitzad the Sugya making your fleshings. Mitzad the Sugya of Agosar, the Moin Am seems to be more to be Machmer, take it off the Eish, take your crackpot off the Eish and put it inside. That means even if you want to put a cup inside, people say what you should do, take the cup, pick up your crackpot, and then pour the water inside. If you can't pick it up because it's not garfu katum, you have anyway by putting in the water, it has to be garfu katum. But you have the Yeshua Milas Maglakal. What? So that's why we have a wife. But you have the Yeshua Milas Maglakal. Again, it's not brought down, but so you're a kosher. We had the kolboy, we said you have a problem. Number three, the bayab, it's on the water. So what to go do? Make sure the water was bubbled before Shabbos, not bubbled before Shabbos, only 160 or 70 or 180. Most places can say you have a bayam, so the sugi be mavush called tzakri, from Michael Ben Sayin, you have an iser. By Ben Shem, tomorrow is the sugi of Schar Shabbos, and Wednesday we'll go further in our sugi.